I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
It is appalling of what we have learned. It is different than what President Biden had told us. He told us he had never talked to his son about any business dealings, that he's never been involved in his family's business, that they never received any money from China. We now learn while he was vice president, the family created 20 shell companies. They did receive more than $1 million from China, and he did call into the business meetings, and he did go to dinners. These dinners were very profitable. They got a new Porsche, they got $3.5 million, but the really most compelling thing here is there's somebody lying.
Somebody is lying. Those are the words of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Now, you might have not been too sure what he said. Did they say they got a new Porsche? They got a new port? They got a new Porsche? That's the money that was written to Hunter Biden for the exact amount of the Porsche he bought the very next day. Now, that's Hunter Biden. The key is how much can be tied to Joe Biden. We got a lot more to come on that. Thank you for joining us again. Here we are, August 23rd, 2023. This is the first of 2 hours back-to-back of Larry Connors USA. And when we're on, we're streaming at News Talk STL, Facebook, and Twitter. Larry Connors USA, Facebook and Twitter, and on Rumble. We got a lot of platforms for you. You can't miss it. By chance you do miss at this point, you can always go to LarryConnorsUSA.com and pull up the audio podcast and the video podcast. We're glad to have you. So here was Kevin McCarthy, House Speaker, talking about, you know, that basically everything Joe Biden said, I'll come right on and say, it's a lie. It's a lie. You wouldn't let your child get away with a third of what this man has said, and everybody on the left just gobbles it up. Oh, my God, can I have some more sauce and gravy? You know, come on. Come on, man. I'm telling everything. I've been looking a little closer at this story he was passing around the other day in Maui. I mean, this, as I told you yesterday, is shameful. It's embarrassing that he wants to compare a kitchen fire in his house to what they've suffered in Maui. And he began by saying, I don't really want to make a comparison of discomforts, but I had a situation too where I could kind of relate. Now you have to wonder, is anybody in his staff pulling him aside and saying, sir, that's not a good idea? Or did they already tell him that and he did it anyway? Or did they also point out, you know, that story you told about the house and the house fire? You changed that so many times over and over and over again. I'll give you some more examples before we wrap up this hour. But McCarthy points out something we've all seen, and it's happened repeatedly. He's seen it as a House Speaker, watching his House members carry out their duties. That would be, of course, Congressman Comer and overseeing the House Oversight and Ways Committee, which is dealing with a lot of the IRS agents. And then you've got Jim Jordan of Ohio dealing with the Judicial Committee, which is also dealing with various folks such as FBI and IRS. And then you've got on the Senate side, Grassley and Johnson, but they don't have real power in the Senate because you guys, some of you didn't vote this last time, and you did not get control of the Senate. Otherwise, they could be issuing subpoenas and carrying out more. All they can do now is gather the information. They can raise it on the Senate floor, but they got to give it over to the House and let the House actually run with it. And that's good. The House can actually deliver articles of impeachment. It would be up to the Senate to impeach, be it Biden, Mayorkas, Garland, whoever else you want to put the crosshairs. But that's not going to happen with the Senate now being controlled by Democrats. And Manchin, Manchin could be a swing vote. There might be still another one in there because those senators, some of them coming up for re-election in this term, they got to look at what they're facing and what the American people are seeing happen. And among those things that are happening, McCarthy points out, every time we turn, we go down this road, there's a detour. We go to the road, another detour. We go there, there's a blockade. Everywhere we go, they're throwing up roadblocks.
We wanted to have a special prosecutor back in February, but we were told by Garland that there was no need for one. David Weiss told us he could do it if he wanted. But what he has told us privately with the IRS agents and what he told publicly along with the Attorney General Garland, somebody is lying in this process. And the only thing I realize here is the only stories that have not changed are the whistleblowers from the IRS. Their story has held up time and again, and it really looks like there's two justice systems here. If the Biden administration continues to fight to withhold information that could really clear all this up, did they take bribes? Did they deal in the business? If they hold that up, we would have to move to an impeachment inquiry, which you know, Larry, gives the apex of power to Congress when it comes to our subpoena power and others to get the documents we need, the bank statements, the credit card statements and others. Show us where the money went. Show us were you taking money from outside sources, and that would clear most of this up, but they seem to fight it every step of the way.
Obviously, they're going to fight it every step of the way. They do not want the truth. They have never wanted the truth. They want their narrative lie to be accepted as the truth. The House committees are now apparently preparing to subpoena the top IRS and FBI officials, all in the Hunter Biden tax probe, because a lot of that's still being swept out of sight. Hunter Biden at this point, the way things are going, let me put it to you this way. He could end up getting pardoned by daddy. He could end up being, still giving... Well, he will post his bond, his bail, and we'll let him go do community service. Maybe he can work at some of the drug rehab houses. That would be a good fit, would it not? But they're apparently preparing to subpoena the top IRS FBI officials. And the GOP is now also demanding that the DOJ provide any whistleblower retaliation against those who came forward in the Hunter Biden case. In fact, House Oversight Chair Comer and Judiciary Chair Jordan, I was talking about a moment ago, plus Ways and Means Committee Chair Jason Smith of Missouri, demanding the Inspector General provide specific details about the scope of his investigation into alleged IRS whistleblower retaliation. And you know why they're really pushing it now? Because we're looking at how the DOJ has politically interfered in the Hunter Biden case. As we raised the question yesterday, the DOJ is afraid of Joe Biden in the White House. And no DOJ upper echelon that continues to have a career and make good money really wants their name attached to any of this. And who's investigating the DOJ? Is the DOJ investigating the DOJ? Well, that's just great. There you've got the fox guarding the henhouse. The usual story. But of course, here's the other issue you're going to face. The moment you move forward with these subpoenas and you want more inquiries and you want questions, they have a defense. They have a defense and they know how to play off that playbook. Is like John Madden wrote it out for them. Here's what you do when they come at you. Larry Kudlow explains that particular defense.
I guess a lot of people are worried that because of this special counsel, that will impede and indeed even obstruct the investigations of Jamie Comer and the Oversight Committee and the other committees, Judiciary and Ways and Means. Will an impeachment inquiry cut through that, Kevin, or is it not important, or how do you see that particular set of issues? Because a lot of people are worried about it.
If they use this special counsel to say that they can't provide us the information, then it just shows more politics, and it will not stop us. Then we would move to impeachment inquiry, and we would be able to still get the documents that we need as we move forward. They confide us. And, Larry, I've never seen an administration use different form of government like this to withhold information since the Nixon administration. This is appalling what they're doing.
It is appalling. And, yeah, they could suddenly say, well, I can't comment because it's an ongoing investigation. They don't even have to take the Fifth. Things say it's an ongoing investigation. But moving for an impeachment inquiry gives them, as you heard McCarthy tell Larry Kudlow, an opportunity to subpoena whatever we want. We can get it in front of us. Now, you don't necessarily can force the principal subject to testify. And if so, then they may fall back on the Fifth. But right now, other investigations are underway. I can't speak about it. What a cop-out. It's perfect. All right, tonight we have the first GOP presidential debate. News Talk STL will be carrying it for you, followed with analysis from various members of our staff. On the topics tonight, and I looked over earlier on how the RNC has put it together, but when I see this schedule and the layout, I'm not sure they're going to be sticking to it because there's some issues that are going to have to be addressed. They can wait for the second one. But this would be the best time. And since Trump's not there, it might be the very good time to raise up the issues of border crisis and open border, illegal immigration, of course, that comes along with that, and what that's doing to the economy, the economy in general, reference Joe Biden. Those could be good topics for tonight's first GOP debate.
Come to a point where he's looking at every single park, open space, empty building. Buildings that are supposed to be right now transitioned into schools in my district are now being turned into shelters instead. And I'm in a community of Staten Island where we did not support this mayor's agenda. We did not support the governor or the president's agenda. And yet we're being subjected to their policies because we are part of New York City. And that is increasingly frustrating for this community.
That was the congresswoman from New York talking about how the New York City mayor is just hair on fire. I don't know what to do. I mean, I got all these illegals here. You've got homeless all over your streets. You've got vets in the streets that don't have homes. And now you got all the illegals. And what have you been doing? You've been kicking veterans, American citizens out of places to make room for the illegals. And her point being that we're kind of getting tired of all this, that New York Congressman Nicole Malliotakis. And there's another issue because, as we mentioned earlier, the so-called Biden Inflation Reduction Comedy Act. I know, that's my term. But every time any of his people go out, which they did last week trying to sell, look what we're doing, the Inflation Reduction Act. One of the first things out of their mouth is, we're moving on green projects. We're getting green projects moving. That is not helping you. That is not helping you. But we also have all the money going to Ukraine when we still have this homeless population issue in our streets with American citizens and now illegals in the country. And we're still wanting to spend, according to this administration, another $24 billion to Ukraine, and they might slip into the backside of that as part of it. Let's also add in money to pay for housing for illegals in the nation to make the blue cities and blue politicians look better going into the next election. The game is so clear. Kevin O'Leary, of course, you know often from Shark Tank. He has his own O'Leary investment fund, brilliant billionaire over several times. He knows how the economy works. He knows how to make the most of it. And he said, you look at what this Inflation Reduction Act, and I know I hesitate every time, Inflation Reduction Comedy Act, as I call it. He says, you look at all that they are saying they're doing to help America. This administration still doesn't get what makes this country run.
This gets worse before it gets better. And what's it doing to small business? Killing them right now.
Kevin, who's lending to small business right now? Are these small banks lending? Are these regional banks lending? Or are these big banks lending?
Nobody's lending, Larry. If you're doing less than $500 million in sales, it's very difficult to go to the banking market. You're going to the shadow market now, primarily for things like factoring receivables. If you're a company that's selling to a big box retailer, you can get factored at about 17 to 18%. That means you can turn your receivable into cash and buy more inventory. Your car loan is now double digit if you're trying to get it from the shadow market. There's lots of lenders out there. It's just they're not called regional banks anymore. It's everything from hedge funds to family offices to private entities that are doing this. But this is causing some real chaos in a very short term.
In a very short term. And the short term, you would like to think, would actually come to an end when Biden's out of office. But at this rate, it won't, and the short term could become a long term. We're going to have more on the issues of the economy. And what's good? Not really good, but what's okay? What's not so good? What's bad and what's ugly, ugly? And that'll be coming up in our second hour, because one of the questions is, are you trying to buy a house right now? Are you trying to sell a home? Are you worried if the buyer is going to be able to come up with a way to get the home bought with mortgage rates at a 20-year high, a 20-year high right now under this administration? So how difficult is it to get a mortgage? What if you want to refi the house you're in and add to it, or you want to consolidate some debt and clear some credit card to get your head up above it, because that continues to go up? And you need some more cash because the wages, while they might be going, they're not keeping up with inflation, despite what the Biden economic people would tell you. They're not. They sit in their pristine tower and say, yeah, we're good. We're good. They are good. A lot of Americans aren't, and that includes Democrats. And you sit there and tell them all day long, you're doing better off. They know better. Still to come this hour. Oh, my God. This is going to be, before we wrap up this hour, the American Medical Association is suggesting that with all the other taxes and everything you have, now we're going to use some of your tax money. Please, if you're driving, do not lose control of your car at this point. Do not lose control. I do not want to be named in the lawsuit. But the American Association, Medical Association, is suggesting you, the American taxpayer, help pay for transgender men to have a womb implanted so they can have a baby. There's a good use of your tax dollars. And what about foreign dollars? And what is Biden doing with Iran that's hurting our nation? Lock and load. Ready. On the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now, I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. Yeah,
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
My next guest, always glad to have him on board. We've done it with several years now. Fred Flights, currently the vice chair of America First Policy Institute. Fred has a history of working with our national security agencies for 25 years, the CIA, Defense Intel, Department of State, serving on the staff of the U.S. House Committee on Intelligence. And Fred, welcome back, sir. And you just sent me word about something that involves Ukraine. I had not seen it. Thank you. Go ahead.
Well, Larry, it's great to be here. This came out moments ago. The head of the Wagner Group, Yevgeny Prigozhin, who led what appeared to be a real coup attempt against Putin a couple months ago until he turned his troops around. And then we heard Putin gave him amnesty. He was going to go to Belarus. There were reports that he went to Africa. Well, we just learned that he's been killed because his plane crashed.
Now
there are some reports that it was shot down from the Wagner Group's claim that we don't know that
right,
that's true.
Right.
But you know, Larry, Russians through history have a terrible habit of getting rid of their adversaries through assassination and poisoning. And Putin has followed this terrible precedent. We know a number of dissidents who have died of poison, including a radioactive substance put in tea of one dissident in London a few years ago. And I think what this means is that when we talk to Ukraine and say, you have to negotiate with Putin, they're going to say, Putin made an amnesty deal with this guy, and then he killed him.
Well, you don't think they just had mechanical problems on the plane, Fred? You've been in intel for 25 years. You don't think they might have a mechanical issue?
I just don't believe in coincidences, but I have to tell you, no one is going to believe that. And the Ukrainians, who already don't trust Putin, this is going to just make it even harder to negotiate a settlement.
Well, while we're talking about Ukraine then, and we're on that issue, Ukraine, of course, is getting additional support over this last weekend from NATO, F-16s, but already we're hearing from Ukraine, that's not enough. We're going to need more. Look, we've all been in the beginning of wanting to help Ukraine as Russia came storming in, but we keep dumping money and equipment in. Other nations, UN doing, which we're also giving to the UN, I don't know that it's even really being tracked, and who knows who has what and where and how much scamming is going on in Ukraine. What's your assessment?
Well, the Biden administration has asked for another $24 billion in sanction in military aid to Ukraine, just gave this to Congress last week, and they tied it to aid to help the victims of the fire in Hawaii to make it hard for the Republicans to vote it down. I think there's enough Republicans to vote for this, but there's a growing number who are concerned that this seems to be an endless conflict. The counteroffensive failed. And where's Biden's peace plan? And let me tell you something about these F-16s. I saw these press reports. Biden has decided to send F-16s to Ukraine that came out over the weekend. That's fake news. Biden decided that in May. And if you read the report carefully, it says that the planes won't get there till the spring because of problems training the pilots. I think the administration was trying to generate a story that made it look good when there really was no story.
And, yeah, and if they're not trained, you do not turn an F-16 over to someone who doesn't know what the hell they're doing.
And you know, I do a lot of foreign media broadcasts, and a point that keeps coming up over and over again is where will Ukraine station these F-16s? Because once they're in the country, they're going to become targets for the Russians to destroy.
Sure. Dropping drones in or anything else like they did with the port and everything else. Mm-hmm. So what's the word you're getting back? Are they going to put them in a NATO nation and fly them out of there?
I don't think they can do that. That would be a provocation. They will be in Ukraine, assuming they ever arrive. But right now there's no training plan. So we're hearing it will be in the spring. But until there's this training plan, there's actually no date on when they're going to arrive.
Fred, I still want to get to Iran, but before we get away from this issue, I'd mentioned before you joined us that, yeah, this $24 billion that Biden is now pushing, more money for Ukraine, and I'd forgotten to mention they're going to also throw in some Maui money, you know, help. And I'm all for helping American citizens, But they were also going to try to shovel in. New York City Mayor Adams and Governor Hochul and others were saying, hey, slip some money in there for the homeless to help take care of our homeless, the illegals, the migrants we have on our streets. Are they doing that?
It's a $40 billion package, and there's a lot of other stuff in this so-called emergency aid package. Yeah. And what Speaker McCarthy said was, this is going through normal rules. There's not going to be an emergency process. This request for money for Ukraine, we're going to vet this as money for Ukraine.
Should we bring back Nancy Pelosi? We won't know what's in it until we sign it.
Well, I think it is going to get through because there are enough Republicans to vote for it. But there are Republicans on the fence, and their patience is running out for these large military aid packages for Ukraine.
All right, let's talk about the mammoth giveaway that Biden took part in of unfreezing. You see, that's where it gets a lot lost for the American public. And it's not that they're stupid. It's just they don't stay on top of it constantly like you do. And I'm not as uptight, as close as you are. But it was supposedly we're unfreezing assets, but we're still giving more money to Iran, and there was a stipulation that would only be used for humanitarian purposes. And just yesterday, Iran came out and said, we'll use it however damn well we please.
Yeah, of course they did. This was very clever. Money that is Iran's was unfrozen from a foreign bank. So the administration can say, we're not giving them any money, and we don't have to ask Congress's permission. We're just telling South Korea it's okay to release the money to Iran. Now, this money is ransom to free 5 U.S. hostages being held. And it's not the first time a Democratic president has done this. In fact, the third time. And every time we do this, Iran decides to take more hostages. Remember, we paid $1.7 billion in plane loads of cash in 2016, also to free 5 American hostages.
And we also let loose 5 out of the Gitmo. To go back to grow potatoes or something, or foment more violence in the Middle East?
There were quite a few. There were 5 out of Gitmo. The 2016 trade involved quite a few Iranians. There were about 5 or 6 Iranians who were freed from American prison, and I think about 20 who were at large were taken off an Interpol wanted list to get the deal.
You also pointed out that, you know, to get these Americans back, paying ransom, they don't want to use that word, but that's exactly what it is. They have just, this administration, just put a target on the back of every American traveling abroad, much less in the States. If we can grab them, we'll get some money.
There's actually an Iranian official, and I mentioned this in an American Greatness article I wrote a few weeks ago, who said, you know, we could fix our budget problems by taking more Americans hostage. And I think that's just what the Iranians are doing.
I have no doubt. Now, again, you said the Biden administration is tiptoeing around saying, well, we're not really giving the money. Congress doesn't have to approve it. It's frozen assets held in South Korea. But they tell South Korea it's okay to release it. Would South Korea release it without any word from us?
Of course not. They did this, and we probably had to make South Korea a deal. And I also said in my article, this is part of a larger secret deal to let Iran enrich uranium to up to 60%, uranium-235, which is just slightly below weapons grade, and to give it a total of $20 billion in sanctions relief. $20 billion, not $6
billion. Yeah.
And Congress is angry because to stop Congress from scrutinizing this deal under the law, it hasn't been written down. It's an oral set of understandings.
You mentioned one of the previous events also involving plane loads of cash flown overnight in small denominations, various currencies, so it would be very easy to distribute throughout the Middle East terrorist groups.
That's right. And President Trump used to call it pallets of cash. Yeah. It was in euros and dollars. It was 2 plane loads flown in January of 2016.
Obama.
And it was flown without Congress knowing. Congress found out about this 8 months later when the Wall Street Journal leaked the details.
But Obama knew because he cleared it.
He cleared it. He said this is a great victory. We're getting these Americans back. But he didn't explain the details because he wanted to do a victory lap.
Well, I want all Americans back. I want a bit Brittany Griner out of a Russian gulag. But I don't want to be paying money. And if we're going to get her, I want others. And there were others who have been held longer. But she was, quote, a celebrity. And the issue when you get into, as you well know, in ransoming for someone who's been kidnapped, you're just going to give them another target.
I'm not going to say I'm against ever paying to free Americans. I mean, we got five Americans out of a brutal prison in Iran, and that's a good thing.
Right.
And it's easy for us to say we're never going to bargain with terrorists, we're never going to pay the Iranians, but... You know, if you had a family member in this prison, I don't think you'd be arguing. So
I hear that. I understand.
I have trouble figuring out the best way to approach this, but I know the precedent is bad.
Well, the other issue is, I mean, even if we were doing it supposedly through back channels and no word about any money, they're going to make sure on the other side the word gets out that they got paid money. They got a payoff. Am I wrong?
And let's say on the other hand, Trump freed lots of prisoners when he was president,
right,
and he never paid ransom. Look at those Americans freed from North Korea. Mike, yep, Pompeo flew over there, conducted negotiations. They flew back with them. There was no payment made.
So, again, you don't think Iran is going to use the money that they're getting just for humanitarian purposes and take them out of the Stone Age?
Well, the agreement is that the money will be given to Iran through a bank in Qatar. And there will be, and Iran will agree to only spend the money that they get from this for humanitarian purposes. Look, money is fungible. We know even if they didn't spend it directly on weapons, it's going to go to weapons. It's going to go to the nuclear program.
Whatever they take from their funds, they'll fill it with that money. Fret flights, always a pleasant, and I really like your up-to-speed information for us. Thank you, sir.
Good to be here. Thanks.
Fred Flights. Coming up, are you willing to spend tax dollars to put a womb into a man? Hot enough for you? Tired of hearing that question? It's certainly hot enough to damage your lawn and plants. Allen Outdoor Solutions can put in an irrigation system, save your landscaping, and save you from having to drag hoses in this heat. I've known Steve Allen for years. That's why I put my name with Allen Outdoor Solutions. Call 314-647-4800. 647-4800. Check the website, see everything Steve can do for you. AllenOutdoorSTL.com. You can spend a lot of restless nights trying to figure out how you're going to make all those credit card payments. Why not consolidate all your debt into one manageable payment? My friends at Homestead Financial Mortgage can help with a cash-out refinance. Contact them today. Take the first step in regaining your financial freedom. Use my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. Take charge of your financial future. Go to my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit, and if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience. Do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beal has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
This is one of those stories. If you're having a good day, I'm afraid I'm about to ruin it for you. And it's unbelievable what has happened to the American Medical Association going so woke. Hippocratic oath for the doctors, those in the medical field, is first do no harm. But what they're doing now is just flat jumping in to whatever they can to screw up human beings and mostly children. But it's moving beyond that. And in fact, I have an article here in front of me that has a lot of pictures on it and explaining and showing how this would take place. But before I get into some of it, explaining it for you, because it's going to be tough to do it video-wise, I mean, verbally. But what's really at stake here is, one, a most stupid use of American taxpayer dollars when we're already facing issues as we are. But it does meet, once again, all the green woke culture, and it is not just green in this case. This is buying into all the transsexual push. Now, I've told you, and I agree, if you are of an adult age, 18 plus, and you make a decision to do this, fine. But you pay for it. Or if you got an insurance company to pay for it, then they'll pay for it. Then, of course, premiums will go up on everybody else. If you're in the military, I don't want us, our military and our government dollars paying for it. And I don't want eventually it to filter down to other taxpayers. But here's what they're doing. The American Medical Association suggesting, and when they say suggest, that means it's pretty much a done deal in their head. Now, not every doctor now belongs to the AMA, and a lot of them are walking away even more because of this very thing I'm going to share with you. Suggesting taxpayers should subsidize uterus transplants could cost up to $300,000 per surgery to help transgender women get pregnant. Transgender woman, of course, would be those competing in women's sports who was born biological male. And a male cannot have a baby. Well, unless you go against what God put in place and you put a womb inside a man. Go back and read Genesis in the beginning of man and Adam and Eve to start. Now, whether or not you accept religion and the Bible, I'm going to leave that to you. But do you know of any man that can give birth at this point? No, you don't. Do you know some men who can walk around with a padded pillow in front of them like they're in a, you know, that now they are pregnant? Well, they're really not. And they may adopt a child. And if they take good care of the child and they don't try to reshape its mind when it's malleable like that, it might be better for the child than the condition they were in. I say might. But if the idea is, now we're going to take men who are transgender women and make them able to have a baby. Let me ask this. They say follow the science all the time. Isn't that what Dr. Fake always said and the rest of them during COVID? And, of course, we've already discussed it's beginning to come back around a little bit. No surprise there. And then we've already got some groups deciding we're going to have to mask up again. No way. You're going to have to stay controlled in your house. No way. They're going to have to shut down bars and businesses. No way. We're going to fight every step this time. Because now we have an understanding what was in play. We began to see it pretty quick. In the beginning, we didn't know. But then it became a power play. And it certainly did affect the last election. When it came to getting folks to actually go to the polls. They could get out and go get gasoline for the car and go shopping. But they just couldn't go to the polls and vote, so you got to let more absentee ballots in. And there opens up numerous opportunities for fraud. So this is a Journal of Ethics issue titled Patient-Centered Transgender Surgical Care. But as I was saying before I get into that, go back to nature. You ever been around cattle? Do you know of any bull or steer, for that matter, they've already been taken care of, that can give birth to a calf? Show me one. Show me one. Any male goat that gave birth to a baby? Show me one. Just show me one. Are there freaks in nature from time to time? Yes. Do you know of any cow that has a penis? See, that's the way it was created by God, and that's the biological science of it. So for kids out there that are already kind of confused. Now you got the AMA joining in saying, you know, maybe we should help boys who want to become a woman actually have a child. The argument, and the AMA has been criticized for floating this for some time and accused of holding an activist position, and they damn sure are. That's activists. Arguing that trans women's inability to bear children may cause them to experience psychological dissonance, which undermines their health and well-being. Because now they have become a woman and through surgery, but they can't have a baby. Adopt. There are a lot of kids out there that could use an adoptive parent that will truly care for them. Of course, would you be qualified and would you good care? That's the other issue. A couple of the AMA experts were writing trans women like a trait of the ability to bear children, no kidding, that may cause them to experience this psychological dissonance, undermining their health and well-being. And adding the lack of a uterus also closes off the prospect of gestating a child in a way that is available to women as a class. But they're not women. They're still male. You didn't change all the chromosomes, did you? Of course you didn't. You changed body parts. You're putting Mr. Potato Head or Miss Potato Head together. Dare I say where you should put the ear? Dr. Marty McCarry, as you well know, against all this, he's criticized the Medical Association and saying, why aren't you using your resources to research complications surrounding gender-affirming treatment? He said, it's odd the AMA is choosing to really focus on this activist position rather than fund the important research we need in transgender medicine. What's the regret rate after transition surgery? What's the long-term complication rate of hormones? Those studies are not being done. And just recently, he points out that Mayo and Jefferson Medical Center have fired personnel because they simply suggested, you know, we need more search, better research. You're firing scientists who say we really need to study this more? The Mayo Clinic? Jefferson Clinic? There's a team of doctors at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, Alabama. I would have thought this would be one of the last places in the South ever would happen in the South, but they're doing it. They became one of the first in the nation to offer this medical procedure to hysterectomy patients and women born without wombs earlier this year. Well, that's an entirely different situation. They want to have children, but they were born without a womb, or they've had a hysterectomy. And they say, based on this, we could use the same procedure in trans women, born male but had sex change surgery. And I've got the display of pictures here in front of me showing the uterus removed from a deceased or living donor. In other words, some woman is alive, wants to give up her womb. Then it's resupplied with blood. It's transplanted into the recipient around the navel area. The recipient starts a course of immunosuppressant medications. That's common with any transplant. Then a fertilized egg is placed in the uterus. IVF, obviously. There's no vagina. You're going to have to insert it. The patient undergoes a C-section because they don't have a vagina to deliver, a birth canal. 37 to 40 weeks gestation. Or do they decide, no, I don't want it. Go ahead and kill it. I want an abortion. You want a womb to have a baby, and then you decide you want to have an abortion. You don't think that could happen? Oh, I definitely think it could happen. I think there will be people doing that. And then it says the patient can undergo one more pregnancy if they wish, if the uterus is not surgically removed. And then they stop taking immunosuppressants. And beyond then, roll the dice. Hopefully the child will come out intact and be okay. I told you, as a University of Birmingham, Alabama, This is, of course, August 23. Just yesterday, word came out of a federal court appeals ruling that actually happened the day before, that Alabama can enforce a ban allowing the use of puberty blockers and hormones to treat transgender children. So they're saying a ban outlawing the use of puberty blockers and hormones to treat transgender children will be allowed to go forward. If it had not been overturned, the ban was to ban it. So originally the ruling was, yeah, they can be given it. So the Alabama Attorney General said this is a significant victory for our country, for our children, and for, get this, common sense. All right, let's turn the page with the debates coming up. Let me give you some notes here.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Wow, that was my reaction when I walked into Napoli C, now open on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. And Napoli C is like walking into a two-level submarine. Fish just outside the portholes. The menu is going to be filled with various seafood, lobster, crab. Good luck with choosing. Napoli C is now open on the streets of St. Charles. Join me at any Cafe Napoli. Clayton, Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, are right next door, Napoli C.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Before we get into talking about the debate that will follow tonight's program after our second hour, and right here on News Talk STL, and members of our staff will be offering analysis and commentary, you do know, of course, Joe Biden. There's still a lot of questions about these fake names. Why was he using pseudonyms? And remember, one was Robert L. Peters that was copied to Hunter Biden, reference Ukraine. And now the House investigators want the National Archives to give everything to them. Why was Hunter getting a copy of this? His laptop contained 27 emails linked to Joe Biden's Robert L. Peters alias. Many personal, unrelated to government business, but some obviously capturing government business. The alias received this 2016 mail from former senior advisor Joe Biden, John Flynn. Joe Biden's Robert L. Peters alias email address used @PCI.gov. That's a domain name on a government network. PCI represents the executive office of the president. According to the White House Communications Agency, those networks encompass the Secret Service, Executive Office of the President, National Security Staff, White House Communications Agency. In other words, a lot of sensitive material. And the other point being raised here, they say it is unusual. I'd say it's fraudulent for government officials to use an obscure government network with an alias. But Obama did it, reference Hillary's server. He knew she had a fake server or one at her house. She'd been told not to have, but he knew it, and he was sending her messages using another alias as well. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, say they've known about those aliases for some time, as early as 2021. They were asking the White House, why is Joe Biden using a fake email address? The White House simply said no comment. And that's where the fight started. All right, so we have the debate tonight following our second hour. The RNC has decided 8 candidates will be appearing. Trump will not be appearing. He will be doing an interview with Tucker Carlson on Tucker Carlson's Twitter account, or X account, whatever it is now. It may well outdraw the public, the Fox broadcast of the actual debate, but I hope you get some information out of the debate, even if you're going to watch the Twitter, because you need to know what some of these candidates are thinking about everything we've discussed today. Illegal immigration, the economy, what we're giving to Iran, what we're giving to Ukraine. So we'll be watching that. And I've got more coming up on that very issue, especially illegal immigration, in the next hour. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.